ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر
Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. One of the things that many people struggle with is finding the right life balance. Some people thrive at work, but they are neglectful towards the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other people are extremely dedicated in their worship, but they are neglectful when it comes to their family. Other people are in service of their families, but they are neglectful when it comes to the other areas of their life. And Islam is a religion of balance. Teaches us to understand the different areas, the different roles and responsibilities we have, and to make sure that we give each area its haq. And one of the hadith that illustrates this is a hadith that is recorded by Imam al-Bukhari. Abi Juhfa, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a bond of brotherhood between Salman al-Farisi and Abu Darda. When the people of Mecca, the Muhajireen, they moved to Medina, they left everything they had behind. And the Prophet ﷺ made a bond of brotherhood between the Muhajireen and Ansar. So Abu Darda became the brother of Salman. So Salman visited him one day and found his wife Abu Darda dressed in shabby clothes. And it is not befitting for any spouse to be dressed in that state. Rather, a spouse should beautify herself and look good for her husband. And also the same goes towards the husband, that the husband should look good for his wife, should smell good for his wife. Both spouses should look good for one another and take care of themselves for one another. Most couples today, they neglect themselves. They don't look good for one another. But when they go out, that's when they look amazing. In this world that we live in today, there's so much temptation outside. So it becomes extremely necessary that each spouse takes care of themselves and looks good for the other person. So Salman asked her that, why are you dressed like this? And she replied that your brother has no need for this dunya. He doesn't care about it. In another narration, she said that he fasts all day and he prays all night. He has no need for the luxuries of this world. So what's the need for me to dress up for him? So in a way, she was indirectly telling him about her state. Then Abu Darda came and he prepared a meal for Salman and he told him that, eat, I'm fasting. And Salman said, no, I'm not going to eat until you eat with me. So he made him break his fast, and this was a voluntary fast. And then when it was nighttime, he told him that, you go to sleep, I'm going to go pray. And Salman told him, no, you're going to sleep as well. And then when half the night passed, Abu Darda tried to get up and Salman told him to keep on sleeping. And then when it was the last third of the night, Salman woke up and he woke up Abu Darda and they both prayed together. And after this, he told him that indeed your Lord has a right over you. Your soul, your body has a right over you. Your family has a right over you. So make sure you give everyone their right. And then they went to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Salatul Fajr. And after the Salah, Abu Darda started telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what had happened. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As Salman has spoken the truth." And this hadith is a tremendous hadith and shows the beauty of Islam. That this religion is a religion of balance. It teaches us the middle path. It is not praiseworthy for a person to pray all night and fast all day and then being neglectful towards their family members and disregard their rights that they have over them. It is not praiseworthy for a person to go out and work all day and all night and then be neglectful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we need to find a balance. And in order to find this balance, we need to understand the different roles that we play, the different areas that we have in our lives. And the most important role that we have is the role of a servant towards Allah. The rights of Allah are the most important rights, and that includes understanding who He is, learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding what Islam is, and how do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask ourselves, am I worshiping Allah sincerely? Am I praying all my 5 times salawat? Am I praying my zakat? Am I learning about this religion, what Allah expects from me? Because we have to worship Allah on His terms, not on our terms, because Allah only accepts those deeds that are done sincerely for His sake, and that are done in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our bodies and our souls also have rights upon us. Am I getting enough rest? Am I eating enough? Am I eating healthy, nutritious food that will give me the fuel and energy to make sure that I take care of my rights and responsibilities? Sometimes we need to take a break mentally just to recharge and come back stronger. Am I also taking care of my soul? Am I giving it what it needs in order to grow and thrive? And our families also have rights upon us. Am I spending quality time with them? Am I giving them the time of day? Am I taking care of their education? Am I giving my spouse her right? When I'm spending time with them, am I present? And we look at all the different areas in our lives, all the different roles that we play, whether it's an employee or it's a business owner, it's a child, parent, sibling, a relative. When it comes to our health, we look at all the different areas. And once we understand these different areas, the different roles that we play, then on a scale from 1 to 10, what score would you give yourself? And rate yourself in all these different areas. This will tell us where we are. And if we see an imbalance there, then we need to decide on something that we can do that will improve these areas. And not all these areas are equal. Some demand more attention. Some need more care. And the most important area is our relationship with Allah. Because if we lose this area, it's as if we lost everything. So we try our best to give each area its haq. And not only the bare minimum, but we want to exceed expectations. We want to go beyond that which is expected from us. And if we want to take it up another level, then we transform our intention. Because if we do that, then everything becomes an act of worship, even when we're eating, because we understand that this body is a trust of Allah. And I'm eating so that I have the energy to take care of these rights that Allah has put upon me. Then this eating even becomes an act of worship. And when we spend time with our children, our spouses, we are constantly getting rewarded for this. And we ask Allah to give us the strength to be able to fulfill these rights and responsibilities, to put blessing in our time so that we can dedicate more time towards His worship, towards growth, towards becoming better individuals. And if Allah makes it easy, then it will definitely become easy. Until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'an.